It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, December 15th, 2014. On this date in 1877, Thomas Edison patented the phonograph. He was 29 years old, and his device made it possible to reproduce recorded sounds. Actually, he was trying to do something else when the coincidental discovery of the technology behind the phonograph just fell into his lap. Edison was working on improving a telegraph transmitter when he noticed that the movement of the paper tape through the machine produced a sound resembling spoken words when played at a high speed. This led to additional tinkering, and before long, he had made the first recording and then played it back. The very first thing he recorded was his own recitation of Mary Had a Little Lamb. Edison's phonograph originally recorded sound onto a cylinder covered with a tinfoil sheet. Other inventors quickly developed improvements on Edison's original concept. In the 1880s, Alexander Graham Bell began using wax-coated cardboard cylinders and a cutting stylus that moved from side to side in a zigzag pattern across the record. In the 1890s, Emil Berliner made the transition from cylinders to flat discs, with a spiral groove running from the outside to near the center. The disc phonograph record was the dominant audio recording format throughout most of the 20th century. From the mid-1980s, phonograph use declined sharply because of the rise of the compact disc and other digital recording options. While no longer mass-market items, modest numbers of phonographs and phonograph records continued to be produced in the second decade of the 21st century. In all, Edison held a record 1,093 patents. Among his most famous inventions besides the phonograph are the electric light bulb and the motion picture projector. But he's also credited with the invention of the autographic printer, which we know as the mimeograph machine. Less familiar to us today is his electrographic vote recorder, his very first invention, patented when he was only 22. The design is nearly identical to the electronic vote recording systems used in the Congress and most state legislatures. Edison also suggested significant improvements to inventions created by other people, including the telephone and the telegraph. It is often said that the phonograph was Edison's personal favorite among his hundreds of inventions, and he even suggested other uses for it, such as letter writing and dictation, talking books for sightless people, a family archive, where family members would record their own voices, music boxes and toys, clocks that would announce the time, and answering machines, gadgets connected to telephones to record messages while one is away from home. All of those fanciful speculations made by Edison well over a century ago have since come to pass. Edison's inventive genius was never far removed from what was practical. "Find out what people need," he said, "and work on that. The worst mistake one can make is to miss opportunities. Most people do that because opportunities are dressed in overalls and look a lot like work." I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for December 15th, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.